Hello and welcome to this episode of No Blasters with me, Kieran Bartlett. Before we get into today's episode, let me tell you about our Patreon, which is over at patreon.com/NoBlasters. This is the home of No Blasters Extra Time, which is a whole other podcast packed with FIFA and other games that we roll out every Thursday. It's a great time. We have our comedy specials on there. You get gig announcements and discounts on there. It's a great time. So get on over. Never mind the Mock Blame that's out for sale at the minute. We have the old ones on there. Comedy, like when I say specials, I'm talking about our live podcasts. We also do live podcast stream once a month. It's a great time. So get on over to patreon.com/NoBlasters. Great times. Today's episode, where do you see this, is sponsored by Doogie's Goodies. Of course it is. The best bakery in the world. It's up on Church Street in Ballymena. Nearly dropped it. Look at this. So they sent this to me this morning with a note that said, Kieran, we know you're trying to be good, so we're helping you out with one of your five a day. They've sent me a giant carrot. Look at this. Oh, my.
Your left.
Fosty's pointing the wrong way to me. Sorry. Everything's, look, it's all gone wrong. Great times.
So hard delicate you're being in that box, but see if we weren't here. Yeah.
If you weren't here, I'm getting in that with my feet. Now, this is a great time. So get on over to doogiesgoodies.com where you can order cakes like this. You can order special occasion cakes, all different flavors. This is actually a chocolate, cream chocolate, French fancy inside that icing. It's going to be a great time. You can order figure cakes, like, you know, numbers and things like that. You can get pictures put on the cakes. It's a great time. You can also get, like, you can order, like, boxes of mixed treats and whatever. Give them 48 hours notice for when you need it, and you'll have your cake. Do you know what's epic about it as well? It's not even out there. It is literally cheap as chips. It's brilliant. It's great value. Get over to doogiesgoodies.com. Check them out. We love them. They love us. My doctor hates it. But anyway, today's episode, last but not least, is sponsored by manscaped.com. Speaking about carrots, it's coming into springtime. You want to shave the hair off it. Get yourself, you want to trim the parsnip. It's time. Mine's really more like a horseradish, but anyway. Not a horseradish, just a radish. So
Chipolata.
Yeah. So get over to manscaped.com, use the code NoBlasters20. That's all one word, NoBlasters, and then the number 20. So NoBlasters2, NoBlasters20, for 20% off and free shipping. I highly recommend the ball deodorant. I highly recommend the Lawnmower 5.0, which is a great wee anti-snag kind of technology. Great for getting in and around and giving yourself that great old spring clean. So you want to, it's coming in the spring, it's coming in the summer, you want to be fresh. You don't need them anymore. You don't need to keep all that heat around them. So let them breathe. Get a wee shave on the go. I also highly recommend the ball deodorant and the ball wipes, like I said. Also ball toner. Ball toner is not just a great rhyme for ball toner, a great sound man that we know. It is also a great little product for wee spritz. You maybe come out of the shower, you just want to leave something nice on them. It's a great time. It's like aftershave for your bag. So get on over and check that out over at manscaped.com. We love them. They love us. Let's get stuck into today's episode. Today's guests, none other than West Belfast comedy legend Paddy McDonald and Strabane, comedy hero, what would we go for? Comedy myth?
Most important person, Strabane.
The most important... I love that. The
Woodsy would disagree.
Hugo would too. But you have a great Hugo.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Fuck him. Anyway, sorry, Hugo. Skiddly eye tie. Now,
skiddly
eye. I know, yeah. It's all water under the Bridley Eye Bridge. Now, the Rob Oil. So, or as he calls himself sometimes on
Do
stage,
you know what
Rob
I was
Oil.
Thinking?
Great.
Sitting here, if we had one more fat cunt, we could have the biggest game of Hungry Hippos.
Basketballs in the middle.
Just put that cake in the middle.
That's amazing. Do you remember that game?
Remember? I took out my cousin's tooth.
Yeah. You what?
My cousin's tooth. Fucking hit her.
Hurt.
She was cheating now. Take that, you cunt.
They were all over 30 when that happened.
That's only like a couple of years ago.
That's amazing. That's great. We were talking about that and stuff before we get stuck in here. So we were talking about, like, which is hilarious, but like we were talking about it, and we were saying about how, so you were saying normally you would maybe be doing like five shits in a day.
Like, genuinely, that was your See, like, I was talking like about it on a podcast. No, like, it could be different consistencies. I'm not saying that it was all the same shit, but if I add something, I would need the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's one of them things where get up in the morning, shit, then had something to eat for your breakfast, maybe 10, 11 o'clock, shit. Like, it used to be a thing on the side. People used to go, you away for another shit? And I used to go, I do my admin. And now that I'm not shitting as much, I don't get as much admin done. Like, the many emails and stuff, I can do a lot. Like, never buy a second-hand phone, because what phones are used and when they're used, like, think about it, most of your work and most people use the phone when they're either fucking eating over the top of it or they're shitting.
Sometimes I'd hold the shit in looking for my phone.
Because you can't have
I'm going, like, I'm going to poison myself. I can't find the phone. I'm shouting, where's my phone?
Do you know what I mean?
Well, no one used to read the shampoo bottles.
Did you used to read them?
Yeah, they read on when you're in
shape. I like to read.
Don't you?
Yeah. No, I don't do books anymore. I found it the
tic tac.
It would pick up the stink of a shit. Just. Yeah. I used to have a mate though that used to like this is the thing, because like shitting five times might say in a day would be excessive to me, but it's all about what's regular for you, isn't it? Everyone's different. Some people shit five times a day and that's normal for them. I like to evacuate in the morning.
Me
great
too.
Word. And then maybe some stage in the day there might be a wee ghost one
hanging around.
The ones don't wipe away.
Oh, the worst.
It's like your mom in the shower and they keep pouring.
Oh, yeah.
And you keep wiping and wiping and you're going, when is this going to end? Yep.
It'd be like...
The dot that doesn't leave.
It's
the same amount of shit each day. And you're going,
and
like,
do you
this
go
isn't...
ahead?
What?
Would you ever just go, ah, fuck it, even with a wee dot, you're just going, you know what? Let's face the day together.
And do you know what? You know within 45 minutes that you've made the biggest mistake of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your hole is now a wee bit fucking greasy and a wee bit stingy.
You've got nappy rush even though you're 37.
There's a fucking party going on in my trunks here.
Yeah.
Bacteria.
A rave.
Five shades a day, you must be driving sometimes and going, oh fuck.
I hate that.
I did get to the stage where it was touch and go whether you're making it. They're not holding
Have
it.
You ever? Good cut
short. Loads of time.
Not be drinking on it. They're just
loads of time.
Because I know
you used to have that amazing bit of stand up. Like
loads
was,
of times.
That was I cracked my head off.
Have you pissed yourself?
So he used to do a bit. I won't tell the bit, but he used to do a bit essentially about shitting himself. Now the first night I saw him doing it was in Lavericks, and not shitting himself doing this bit about it. And
he used to shame himself on stage. It was like alternative comedy back
then. And he was on, and this was when Lavery still had the, you know, the big pillar that used to be there, and it was when the stage, so was now if you're door, now if you're looking at the stage, it was when it was on that side, down at the door, and it was down there, and we were sitting at the pillar, like. And he started telling us, and then he got to the sort of the bit, like the closing bit of this was sensational, by the way. And I absolutely fucking smashed my head off that pillar because I laughed and went back. And I mean, like, you know when you properly, like, it wasn't like a wee graze or a wee hit where you go, fuck, I literally hit it and went, don't know maths anymore. Like, it was just, like, properly fucking sore. And I think I've only done that twice where I've actually injured myself laughing. That was one. And Geddes' bit about the, what do you call them, like those ping pong shows in Thailand was another one.
I love that, just pulling stuff out.
Yeah, like that was fucking, that was another time where I absolutely twatted my fucking head off some of the furniture and lavers.
Like, see the bit Geddes was saying about if you're in the moon, you crack one out. Get your mate the spunk's going. Can you do that to the military, you wanker?
Yeah, yeah. Unreal.
I was caught once. I was a belter coming back from work, and I didn't have the house keys.
You shit yourself more than once.
This one was caught doing a shit. I shit myself pints of times, boys. I'm fucking far older than you. Plenty of shit stories, but this one was I didn't have the keys with me, and I was getting the lift to work, and on the way back, you know when your brain says, "I need a shit." landed at the house, no keys, nobody is in. But the brother-in-law lived across the road, went over there, checked there, nobody in. But I was leaving, so I was like, where am I going to do it? And I was looking under the trampoline, I says, get under there and do it. No. So I went into the shed, took my trousers, shoes, socks, everything from there down off, because I didn't want any fucking spray, you know what I mean? And put a bin liner on the ground. And then when I was just readily squeezed, the shed door opened.
Oh!
And the neighbours were just pulling in the car. And the boy next door was lifting his wean out of the car seat and turned around to see me.
Is there anything
I didn't tell my wife for like months. He didn't hear for months.
I like how I like you're like being like revealed to like a prize. Just, you know what I mean?
That family lived next door to you, now live in Surrey.
Surrey.
I'm out of here.
Oh, and it was one of them ones you're pacing around going, how am I going to deal with this one? Like, how am I? They go in and say to them, sorry.
Do you know what? Like, when somebody's watching you shedding, you can only start back.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to batter on.
Do you know?
Batter on. I had a mate who used to have a thing where he used to, like, if he went into a building for the first time, he would literally feel compelled to take a shit. So, if he came to your house for the first time, 10 minutes would go by, and he goes, can I use your bathroom? And he would, I know, I'm the
complete never shit at school from P1.
Mate, neither did I.
Never. Even if I was in a 5-story building, I would go on, I'd have to close the window. I did
one absolute emergency shit in first year in school, and it was, and I mean, emergency. I was actually in the office trying to go home. I went home a few times from school to take a shit. Like,
the best one ever was my mate's dad, who drove for fucking TransLink, city bus back in the day, right. And they lived in Brook Drive, and his dad drove the bus to his house. I went in and had a shit, and came back out again. And all the people in the bus, and he gets sacked. Like, and they were like, and he was like, I needed a shit, and I don't shit anywhere but my house.
It's funny, I was literally on the way here this morning, I didn't need to shit, but I was thinking about, because I was in traffic, and I thought, you know, when you see the horse shoulder sitting there, and the thought enters your mind, fuck, wonder.
There's a connection.
Could I be that person that fucking rakes up a horse shoulder? Then I go, I'm going to get caught. What could I say? And I could say,
I need a shit.
It's a medical thing. And they could go, what? And I would go, it's a shit right now. Like, and I'm not shite myself in my car.
I was.
Would you get away with it, do you think?
Nope.
You wouldn't get away with saying you needed a shit.
See if you pull into that hard shoulder on the motorway in traffic to let an ambulance pass, right? You'll get done.
What? Well,
it's fucking crazy. Like, I remember seeing your mama through the red lightning and they'd done him. And he was like, I'll never move for an ambulance again in my life.
Mental. We got pulled over there recently for being in the outside lane. I've never heard this in my life.
Going too slow.
We weren't even though. We're literally.
Did he say you were?
No, we're literally doing the limit. Like, and I do mean this because we're on like a limiter, so we're on it.
Was there somebody behind you trying to get past?
No. They were. Chloe was driving. They were behind us. Chloe moved in, let them pass, they pulled in front of us, and then slightly further up the road we went to go around them, but only like genuinely on the limiter. Chloe's very you know, like, on that, plus I had been pulled over for speeding on the way on holiday a couple of weeks ago, so it's, there's been a lot of chat about it now.
Is this down south?
I got pulled over just on right at the border, like at the, you know, you go up that hill at the side and you're
our side.
No, on our side. Yeah.
What were you doing and what?
I was speeding, you know.
Perfect.
I was doing about 80, 82.
On a 30.
yeah.
Cross a primary school.
Fucking hit the ramp. Just land in Dundalk.
It wasn't a ramp, it was a tramp.
Yeah. I'm doing one of my speeding courses.
Did I ever tell you about me turning up as dressed as a stick?
Dressed as the stig? No.
They were?
So, the stig? No,
where did you turn up to?
The hotel, Stormont Hotel. I was caught speeding on that bypass there, and it was like 30.
Oh, you showed up to the course?
No way.
And I turned up dressed as the stig because I was like 37 miles an hour, like really speed limit here. And your mom was like, I just walked in, just stood there with a motorbike helmet on and a fucking race fucking onesie.
Hmm.
And he just looked at me and he went, you've literally got 30 seconds to remove the helmet, identify yourself as somebody that needs to be in this awareness class before I get the police involved.
Oh,
and
my God.
If you are meant to do the course, you are going to be off the course. And I was like, fuck, so I took the helmet off. I was like, it's a bit of a joke. Like, I was doing 37. He's made me feel like the stag here. And he's like, sit down and do the course or leave.
There's nothing worse. Somebody cancels out your phone.
But I'm doing one next week.
Everybody was laughing. And then the second thing I said that made him put me out of the class was he started talking about bakes, white bakes being painted white and placed in a certain place. And he was like,
the ghost bake thing?
Do you know what that's for? And
I don't know what it's for, I just know it's called.
Somebody has
bike.
Died in a road traffic accident or something.
Oh,
like,
really?
Right? So this is what he was explaining, right? And I says, and at the time, the Italian race came like? Here, do you remember that?
The Giro d'Italia.
Giro d'Italia was here, and they were getting loads of pink bakes put everywhere.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And he says, see the pink ones? Are they just injured? And he put me out. And I had to do the course again.
That's mad, though.
Huh?
The people laughed.
They were laughing their ball. Like, they were laughing from I walked in, because I went in as the stag, like.
I'm doing one, like, in a week.
It's the points stupid, and the fan. You get the points and you have to do the awareness course.
You don't get the points, you get the fine. Yeah. So you pay the fine and the course fee.
Then you get the course fee back. And I do?
No, you pay the course.
Then there's something you return, but I missed my ends and had to do the whole lot and the course fee. So I paid the course fee and the fine. Got the 3 points on the course.
Oh,
fee.
Sorry, yeah. So like
I must have.
That's so this. If you just pay the money that's for the course and you haven't paid the fine yet, it's this price. But if you pay the fine and the course fee, you get the fine back.
Yeah. So I did. I paid both, and then missed the course because I went to the wrong place.
So you end up getting the whole lot.
Mine's online. This is online, so it's going to be Zoom.
They make you turn the camera right round the room, so be careful.
I'll not do it in the sex cave under the house.
Make sure nobody's in the room. Like, it's fucking. There's some weird thing about it. I remember
because
somebody's dad. I fucking
just get the boy caught
on doing something. Right. Well, he was on to something like that.
Mental. I can't be fucked with. Like, but I mean, I'll. Do you know what? I know I was in the wrong, but. Yeah, I was speeding.
You're a lawbreaker.
The thing that I do you know, it was one of them things that were like
what were you doing? What was the speed?
Like about 80.
80 in a what?
In a 70. My previous cars, genuinely, both of them, would, especially that last one, that's it. See, once you got to about 65, it'd start doing that. So you knew when
you're
it was doing
right.
that you were sitting around 70.
This thing's too smooth.
If you're in a quality car.
It's too nice. So, like, you actually just don't even. I'll say this, because it's automatic. These are excuses, but they're all true.
I was caught doing a 90 on the M1. And
was she
the
nice looking?
The cop. For an 80-year-old.
Just
on
the hard shoulder. Yeah.
On the hard shoulder.
Giving her the hard shoulder.
Across the hard shoulder.
Hold her under there. Yeah. But I was just nice to the cop and he let me go. 90.
To be fair, I was nice and totally admitted this, right? But when Chloe got pulled over, this is so strange. So so we went to go around them. Then he pulled out in front. Lights come on. Han comes out telling us to get over. So we pull in and Chloe's going, like, I'm not speeding. Like, what's going on? We're only doing 70, like. And I think we're, like, maybe at, like, 68. Do you know what I mean? So we're not even fully on it. And pulls us in and gets out and says, do you know that you're not allowed to sit in that lane? And she was like, what? And he goes, give us your license. And I reach in the glove compartment for it. And he goes, you're not allowed to just sit in that outside lane. And she goes, I was doing the limit. Hmm. And I sort of look at him, I guess. And he goes to me, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to her. And I went, okay. I'm what? Right? So I handed over. I hadn't even fucking said anything. I probably had a bake on me when he said, you're not allowed to sit there. Probably went, right?
Steak bake.
Right? Yeah. So he takes license and he goes, this is a ticketable offence, but I'm going to let you go now just with a warning. You're supposed to pull out and then pull back in, pull out and then pull back in. I'm going, firstly, I've never heard this in my life, and it may well be true. And I'm sure, judging on the way people fucking get on these comment sections, well, actually, Colonel, other section fucking of the fucking highway code, you're actually not meant to. Like, don't write in about this, right? So I'm just saying I'd never heard that in my life. And then, but I'm also going, but if you're in the outside lane doing 70 and you're not going faster and you're not going slower and you are going to go around somebody, is that not, you're not allowed to do that? I was just going,
that's a lot.
It just seemed really weird. I've never,
you know, it's different if it's antsy, and
it nearly seemed like he's going, now if you want to get around somebody, you need to be doing 75.
Have you get stopped by the cops to get a selfie yet?
No. No.
Have you?
No.
Like on more than one
occasion. Not in the car. Do you know my scariest? Not in the car. I've had a couple of photos like in real life.
It's one of them ones where I'm like, lads, can we do this out of West Belfast?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because me standing with the cops going,
follow me up. Follow me up Lanark Way here and then we'll do it.
Like, I will get shot.
Do you know my... you see when you seen that? The cop doing that? You already start getting nervous.
You do, you do. You're like, you do.
The worst one happened to me was I was working... The crowd I worked with, and I said it in the last podcast, you know the Ulster Rugby Club?
Yeah, yeah.
I was up there and I was doing a charity thing, out by the buckets. But what I did was a park in the residence place across the road.
Oh, right.
And okay. I ignored all the signs going, don't park here, because I don't go to watch rugby or nothing like that.
I collecting for the Green Cross.
So I was out collecting and then we were watching, you got into the match free and then I heard on the intercom, could car such and such come to reception, do you know? And I'm that stupid that I didn't even realise they were calling out my number plate, but the mate, I got you, I went, fuck off. He was, I'm telling you, man, it's just, and then I remember, fuck, I'm in the residence place. So we went down, I says, right, it was freezing, snowing, watched half of the match, and I says, mom, we'll go on, and I went out, and the resident was there. No fucking, you're in front of my house. I was actually blocking her and everything.
Oh.
And I put on the camera fences with the cops. I says, sorry, but they're saying, no charity and all that, and I don't know this area. And they went, right, well,
I'm so busy collecting money for the dying kids, exactly. Man, I'm sorry, like, yeah.
So this happened. Windows were steamed up, had two guys in the car with me, and your man says, right, and I was reversing, said to your woman, sorry about that, trying to get out fast, started reversing, heard the doosh, looked out the window, just seen the cop sliding down the hill, knocked him off his motorbike.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And because of half my family were in the ride, I was like, that's me going to Castlereagh.
Oh my God.
I shit myself. So I got out, and the two boys, I says, boys, I just knocked a cop off his bike. What happens here, like?
Did they go, yeah?
They started laughing and I was like, boys, this is fucking serious, and I'm sweating and shaping myself. Because this was the in Strabane, growing up, whatever, anything like that. If that happened, you're doing life. You know what I mean? You're like, what the f-? I got out and helped your man up, he's covered in muck, bike a wee bit damaged, because I heard the but I heard a thud in him, and then I got up and he was like, I'm all right, I'm all right. And I knew he was embarrassed and I was sorry and sorry. Next month, the sergeant landed, he disappeared. Sergeant says, he's away to the hospital to check for injuries. Then they got the white tape out. The whole thing was cordoned off. My bosses and all were coming out of the match. There's me surrounded by cops standing out the front of the room. Right at the gates.
In that street.
Straight across.
Where the hill is this?
Yeah, where like it goes like that. The gate, you know, the stadium's in there.
And then the house in the states across from it.
Yeah.
There. And they kept me for a couple of hours. And it was a whole thing. And then your man was off 2 months in the sick and got $8,000.
Hashtag insurance. Claim where there's
my insurance. First time insurance claim. Called out to my house. They sat down with me.
Have you been injured in an accident? It wasn't your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a stupid Strabane bastard driving? Yes.
You steamy windows and the hard shoulder.
That's fucking mental.
But my heart was in my mouth. I thought, you know, all these things, you just think you're going to jail.
Do you know what's mental though? I have this thing where I'm like, I harbored all that stuff about being caught speeding for a couple of days when I was away, right? I don't forget about stuff like that easy, right? I'm like, oh my God, right? And like, if I scratch my car, I'd be like, I'll annoy me for a really long time. But see, my brother and his wife, they live in Canada now, but when they were living in like Somerset, they're just twatting their cars off stuff like all the time. Just like,
okay.
Oh, here, we're all, because everybody just rakes around. They live in a place called The Lanes. And it literally is just like single lanes, fucking bushes up, you know, right over the top of your car, like on either side. And people just fucking run into each other all the time. And it's just like, oh, fuck, sorry.
And you're on a bit of script, but imagine knocking a cop off the bike.
That's fucking mad.
Could you just
up.
See him disappear?
If I hit anybody or anything with it, like
especially a cop on a motorbike.
See, when we were on holiday, or do you know what? This was mental. I saw, We went out on one of the nights just for a wee spin in the car from the hotel. When we went back to it, some guy pulled in, we pulled into the wee car park, and there's a bit of the car park, there's a big field beside it, and it was actually kind of scary. There was a wild deer just standing there, But it was sort of scary because it was sort of giving us the devil eyes, right?
Like horns and all?
And then, yeah, fucking antlers and all. And then we realized it had like a wee...
You've been just shooting a fucking whiskey commercial.
I know, I just... it had like a wee...
You're like, you're in front of the camera, that can't move.
Get out of the hair drawer.
It had like a gimpy leg, right?
Was it Willie Thompson there?
Not my words, Willie. For watching.
I'm not laughing.
Friend. So he's sitting there, he has like... And it was sort of like all raw and old, you know, so it must have... It had hurt itself or been in a fight. And sort of sitting like, so it looked like a fairly young deer anyway. And I don't know why I'm saying that, as if like I'm some expert.
Young
but
deer?
I know, yeah.
That's a young deer.
I know, right? A youthful buck, as they say, right? So it's like...
Tell the truth, you're looking at it going, I could hit that.
I did joke with Chloe. I was like, here, it's got a bad leg. Like,
brush his teeth and wipe his ass.
Christmas market, yeah. This is prime.
Bring it, yeah, we'll bring it down to chef and see will he do it for us, right? So I was sort of just sitting. We're sort of like, you know, taking it back. Like, we're sitting watching this fucking deer just do its thing, right? And then this guy came in. He sort of drove around. He drove around the car park like a real wanker. Like to the point where I thought, he's high, like not even drunk. He was like raking in and out of, this is a tiny car park for about 30 cars. He's like raking in and out of spaces, but like leaving the car, you know, the space is sitting like that. He's getting into it like that and then getting out and checking, getting back in and going, rake, fucking all over. And we're just sort of sitting looking at him. I can't remember why I started telling the story, but he's just fucking all over it. And we're just sort of sitting there going, what the fuck? And the deer is just staring at him.
Maybe the deer used to work in the fucking
car park. He fucking hit the deer.
It was one of the fucking weirdest nights. And then he got out of his car, looked at the deer, and the deer just went and then walked off.
That's like the boy fighting the kangaroo, remember?
I love that. He just goes over and smacks it. Great. That's a fucking great video. I saw a thing, Chloe showed me a video the other day on TikTok of like a crocodile coming up out of the water, just like up the sort of its front legs and its belly, and just going, doing like a proper, you know, a crocodile fucking so deep.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, because when we were in a zoo in America, one of the lions properly roared, and everyone shot right because it was looking. So it's in like a massive.
Probably stoned about a leg or something.
Stoned a double adapter.
It was fucking mental.
Fucking tigers, leave them playing about.
The nicest lad in the world. And they're all like, whoa, it's fierce bastard. He's like, no, I'm really not.
It was like, do you know, like, if you imagine like the enclosure's like a big circle and it had loads of different animals in it with the lion, but the lions were in a bit where sort of they have it like halved by, there's like water going through it too. So lions won't go across this water.
Right.
But they're fucking thinking about it because they're looking at all these animals that they would definitely...
They're on the other side smoking.
Basically, you can tell, like, every day coming up to lunchtime, lions are standing at the edge of that water going, I could make that. Right? Because there's fucking... There's antelopes and all in the same enclosure.
It's like you looking in the window, Dougie Scooties.
You're sitting there going, I'm trying to be good, but...
Oh, I could murder it.
So they're sitting looking at it, and then we'd been standing watching it for a while, and it was great, and then... We had walked over to a whole other bit of the zoo, and then you just heard it. But you actually, do you know, like a feeling at a concert sometimes where the bass hits and you feel it in your chest? It was like a proper,
whoa.
And it just went, oh, and everybody just went,
a human reaction, right? Fight,
flight,
or freeze.
You just shit yourself, right? Everyone shat. But this crocodile thing is doing, it's that same type of noise where it's a guttural, you know, and it just comes up and goes, and this mad cunt just goes, just starts tapping this crocodile's hand. I'm like, you're a statistic waiting to happen. You can't, do you know how many people lose their arms to animals like that every year? And you're just going, fucking morons.
People underestimate animals. Like,
yeah.
A tiger? Was a tiger king? Or
like, oh, that was mental. Tiger king.
Tiger king?
Tiger king?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiger king, I remember that. What'd you call him?
Do you remember the girl volunteering?
Hmm? Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. The wee girl was volunteering mental. For him. She got her arm bit off.
Aye. And she
back next week.
But do you know what was mental about that? They didn't fucking mention that for ages. That was like episode 3 or something. She's been on chatting the whole time. You have no idea. And then she just sort of turns around.
I patch on for the
blunder. She just turns around and goes, oh yeah, I mean, they are dangerous. Like, I fully, you know, this is fake. And you're just like, Why are you working with him?
I love the one of the mates that didn't like him sprayed his shoes with like beef or whatever.
Oh, so the thing with fucking trying to eat it. Yeah.
It's fucking. Then he pulled his gun out then, didn't he? Then fucking starts shooting.
I remember when he. There was one where he went in and shot one, wasn't it? I was. He's a grim con. Is that the weirdest documentary you've seen? It's up there. Like, what's the weirdest?
Did you ever watch Searching for Sugar Man?
No.
You haven't watched. You would love it.
No.
It's a bit. Don't actually go and watch it without even reading into it.
Right. What is it, though?
It's about the singer that's in South Africa.
Right.
As big as the Beatles.
Right.
Because he bootlegged his tape.
Right, okay.
So he tried to be big in America, did his album. Nobody bought it. Went back to the building site for years. Fucking bigger than the Beatles in South Africa. Did you want to see it?
I don't know the Beatles in South Africa. Many people in South Africa going, who is a Beatles?
Because do you remember during apartheid?
I do not know the Beatles.
The whole world wouldn't. They stopped selling things to South Africa. They stopped.
Because of apartheid?
Apartheid. They didn't. Do you know what I mean? They didn't. So they didn't hear anything.
Can I just say, jeans. Can it's only apartheid now.
Apartheid. As apartheid. They call it. Yeah. In the rest of the world.
Sugar Man.
Apartheid.
So it's just Sugar Man and we Tipex sent to somebody and then they just. Copied it, and do you know what I mean? And just went massive.
So he's huge. But that's like.
So the documentary is about this guy going to look for his family because he's dead. And you have to watch it. And the music's unbelievable.
I watched one there, or rather, it might be a two parter, and we watched the first part, or it's a three parter, and we watched the first two about some murder in.
Cork.
I've seen them. I've seen both those.
Good.
That was mental. That is good.
That is mental. It's like never been.
He's dead now, the guy that.
Well, the maddest documentary, you have to say, is your man what got done for murdering your woman, and then they found out he was innocent. What do you call that one? It was viral. It was massive.
Save you say making a murderer, get out of here.
Like, is that it?
Aye. I love the way you're saying that, though, as if, like, you should see making a murderer. Aye. Should have seen it 8 years ago as well.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I can't believe
it's only come out in Strabane. And he's an uncle of mine.
Strabane, though, we got internet last week.
That's actually funny to me that you brought that up. Like, that's unbelievable. Oh, you'll never believe this, lads.
Did you ever see Sesame?
There's this film, right? It's about toys coming to life, right? It's mad. I can't remember.
That's a story about
toys. What are you on about? We got fucking Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs last week in the cinema.
I didn't know you can get it in colour. That's fucking amazed me.
No, the one that we were watching was a thing about, it was about an Irish guy who went missing in rural Australia. Like, right, like out in the sticks. He'd been living there for a long time. Did you say tourist?
The tourist.
All right, no, sorry.
Have you watched that?
That's good.
Is that the one with
Jamie Dornan?
Oh, sorry. No, I thought of Brosnan. What's that thing he's in?
Foreigner.
The Foreigner.
The Foreigner. He's Jerry Adams.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
Kill my daughter.
Hey. So,
Jackie Chan, did not kill your daughter. So, look at my daughter. I'm waiting for your mom to come fucking running in.
The accents. Rush the accents, Fanny.
What was it?
Will be the downfall of us all. Like.
You're allowed to do an accent. That's what he talks like in the movie.
I don't want to. He usually jumps from building to building in New York and all. He goes to Belfast.
What do you call him? Done Rush Hour with Jackie Chan.
Chris Tucker.
They should have had him in. They should have had him in The Foreigner. Smoking in and going, hey, Jerry, man, you fucking killed his daughter. Watch out.
You'd have been opening for him in Leverage.
You can do accents because that's how he talks.
In the movie? Yeah, of course.
Anyway, right. So we went, sorry. So this thing, right. So he's a guy. It was this old bastard, right. So it's this wee town. A wee town, like I said, town, right. It's like there's a few fucking trailers lying around.
What's this called?
What is it? Making a fucking murderer. What do you call this Australian documentary?
Neighbours. Home and Away.
Sons and Daughters.
It's literally where there's like these wee trailers sitting around.
Last Stop Larrimah,
right, mate. Just mental though, mental. Oh, why?
I would put my phone.
Absolutely mental, right? So it's there's. There's about seven or eight people. So this place apparently in the 90s, late 90s, booming. They're, you know, we've 40 cancer and you're playing cricket every day, right? And as you know all it is, a place for old people to sort of go play cricket and drink beer in mental heat, right? That's all it is. And it's just, we have beers. And then some woman there makes pies, right? And
killing people.
Right. So people start leaving, right? Just start leaving it because...
Leaving or disappearing?
No, like actually leaving, and there's just nothing in it. And it leaves about literally like population, like 11 people, right? And it's crazy. But they have a bar, but the bar's just like some guy's trailer. They're all very much walking around. They're monks, by the way. Like, I mean, like, it's like, you know, guys are just walking around.
Is it
around.
On Netflix?
Yeah. Right. Guys are just walking around their cacks. And it's all like, there's people, like, and they all basically hate each other, right? But they're all talking about how good it used to be. So the woman the woman who made the pies, her ex-husband, God help him, like, I mean, I he's very ill, right, in the thing. He's, like, real emaciated looking and all. And he's talking about he's had his tongue cut off from having cancer in his tongue and all. It's fucking wild, right? But then this Irish guy who was living there, I say Irish, I mean, they have video footage of him. He just sounds Australian because he lived there from, he was, like, 18 or whatever. He's about 50-odd, 60-odd. So he goes missing. After, like, having... He'd been in a row with the pie lady a lot. He goes missing. And basically, on Australian news channels, it becomes a thing where people are going, has she put him on one of her pies? Right? Like, an actual accusation, right? People are going, did she kill him, chop him up, cook him? Right? And then they have her on the news. And the news segment... I'm sure you can see this news segment. It's absolutely mental. The news segment is an actual... Like, this is, like, on their main fucking, you know, I don't know what their main news channel is. It's on one of the main news channels in Australia, the anchor. So the reporter says to her, well, some people are saying, you know, you've chopped, whatever his name is, you've chopped Mickey up and, you know, serve him one of your pies. And she's like, ha ha, I'm sure he wouldn't have tasted great in it. And then it cuts back to the woman in the studio and she's like, ha ha, Sweeney Todd out in the Australian outback. But seriously though, if anybody knows where he is, like, it was the fucking most mental turn into like news program again from like, ha ha, this man cunt's cooking people. And the like, and they're just like, seriously though, if you're affected by any of these issues, like, it was fucking so weird. And then basically, apparently, I mean, I don't, spoiler alert, maybe you don't even have to watch it. It's worth watching just for how mental some of these people are. But, like, essentially, some guy in the town that was working for Pie Lady is meant to have... He's actually said in public that he twatted your man in the head, you know?
Was there, like, that story, about the artist? She made statues of people. Right. She found out her husband was having an affair and left the girl pregnant. The girl went missing, but their next statue in the exhibit was a pregnant lady.
Oh, shit.
You reckon they fucking... Joe Rogan says that.
Mental. There was one that we watched there recently. This is mental. Totally worth watching. I complete. Like, you will not see it coming. None of it. Like, we didn't see it. We're sitting there going, right. And it's all. It was like a guy. He'd been divorced. He went on. This is in America. He went on Plenty of Fish, and, you know, meets somebody, goes on a date with her.
Medicine.
Then meets somebody else, goes on a date with her. First woman shows up. And
I was thinking there's one I watched recently.
That one, whatever that one's called, will terrify. It would terrify anyone watching it. Any man who's single on a dating app will think twice. Like, it's absolutely mad. Like,
what's the one where the girl and the fella,
the bunny bar?
The girl, he says she got kidnapped.
I watched that. I didn't believe them.
America. Real American...
Yeah.
Housewives?
No.
No, wank over that.
No, this was... I saw
no,
that one.
I'm thinking... What was
it was
one
called, like, American...
The Housewives of...
American Nightmare, that one.
American Nightmare.
I watched... watched that. It's weird.
It's weird because totally you really don't see it. Like, you don't believe he's constantly...
I didn't believe it.
Is this trying to watch on that the woman will watch, Lummy? Is this with documentaries?
No, Chloe loves all that. Chloe will put it on. And I'll come into the room.
I don't want to watch this.
I'll come into the room.
You're like, what happened?
We go through phases though. We go through phases of, like,
Love Island.
You know, we're sitting. We'll sit down to watch, like say we sit down with a bit of dinner in front of the TV or whatever. Sometimes we'll sit down, and it'll be like, do you know what? It's been a stressful wee time, or we've been very busy. That's far on a bit of fucking Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Jeez, cunts with no kids.
A bit of Disney or whatever, I know, right? I know, right? Yeah, we get to pick our channels and all right. And then there's times...
You said sit down and I'm jealous.
Then there's times though where it's literally like, oh, who's getting fucking butchered today? Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to do it for this.
You both like.
Yeah.
And there's played
I have episodes. To watch something.
The Octopus, we watched that
I one. Have to watch something. I can't wait. Like, see when Game of Thrones was out, I couldn't have watched it while it was being, like,
a I like one released a week. Yeah.
You wait these box sets?
Mom, it has to be, and he just fucking...
Yeah, you just shit through
she'd
it.
Be coming down at 5 to 5 and going...
You have to sometimes watch the episode again you're, because you're pretending.
Yeah.
You're going to work in an hour and you haven't been to bed and I'm like, I need to see what happened to the dragon.
That's ridiculous.
I needed to see what happened to your man.
See, you got up to 18 and a half stone.
Have you seen that octopus one? It's out at the minute. It's a conspiracy thing called, it's called like American Conspiracy, the Octopus Killings. It's not actually about an octopus, which is sort of devastating. It's about like 8 people, like 8 power brokers in America, and it's like, oh, like basically, essentially, like all the illegal shit that it was like CIA were doing massive illegal shit in order to make money to fund spy stuff that they couldn't do officially. It's fucking. I do you know what though? I wish somebody had just said that exact sentence at the start of the documentary instead of like sitting there. So you have to watch 4 hours to understand that's what it's about. Because. But it was fucking mad. And all just, every cunt that gets murdered in it, it's all like, oh, it's the worst case of suicide we've ever seen. He stabbed himself in the back 80 times. Do you know what I mean? You're like, all right, lads. Like, everything was like, oh, he's killed himself again. Fucking somehow cut himself in half. You know, one half of his body's in the front of the house. Oh, it's fucking mad.
Adam Sandler movie last night.
Did you watch that? The fucking...
I'm on space. Did you watch it?
No, but that exact, I mean, remember Ernest isn't, Ernest is in space. Sandler,
Ernest
Sandler's
is
weirdly close to being like
it's not
Ernest.
Even a comedy, too.
Oh, it's real. It's like a drama.
He's, he's starting to, sure, he done that one about the basketball, too.
He's brilliant in drama, I think. He's like, so Hustle, and he did Uncut Gems is fucking great.
That was good.
Although, those Safdie Brothers films are just stress inducing. Like, it's great at communicating a vibe.
Are they Australian?
I don't know. Are they? I thought they were Americans. I mean, I was just Safdie's muse when he was writing Uncut Gems. Have you seen that clip of your woman that said that? It's quite funny. It was viral 2 years ago. Anyway, so what?
He'll not get it for another 8 years in Toronto.
So we'd
ask Dan with the arrow in front of the
top. Yeah.
The coat hanger.
Mate, do you remember having
still watching
remember
Bosco?
Having to move? Remember having to move aerials? Do you remember that?
I remember standing.
Do you remember
changing the channel and holding the
my
coat
first hanger? Remote control, genuinely, was
your
a
win?
Snooker cue.
I was
in bed at a snooker cue.
I had,
and they had the 5-button TV, so I would go, don't.
I had a TV, my first TV that was in my room. Used to be Orion's TV, and it was sort of old and a bit busted, right? And the wee button that turned it on at the bottom
was
off, but the actual, like the face of it was off, but the actual switch thing under it was there. But in order to change channels on this, and it didn't have a remote, it was just up and down on the thing, and it was five channels as well. And you had to, in order to change channel, you had to switch it off and on, and you could change channels for about 8 seconds. Yeah, and I used to lie in such a way where I could reach you with my toes.
I was able to do that too.
And I was doing that until
is this
I
one of them TVs that they could double up as a mahogany table?
No, the ones you're on about though. Yeah, we had one of those. Yeah.
I knew a traveller once that had two TVs. One of them had volume and one of them had picture. So
God.
The volume and the one was the stand for the one that you could watch, but the bottom one was the speaker.
Imagine watching Champions League with fucking EastEnders on as well. Do you know what I mean?
My dad got the contract to clean out Argos when I got firebombed, blew up.
Great.
And I guess it
was like
the 80s. Oh, so we all had hi-fis and TVs that were half melted. Because like the word like I you know like the, we would have had the
hi-fi,
but the front of it was melted down, off. So you couldn't actually see what channel and all around. Like I was, and this stuff like with training bags and all and weightlifting stuff, and it smelled like the bomb. But my dad brought microwaves home, and nobody had microwaves, and my ma got one from my granny. That was a wee white one, and they brought it in. My granny's looking at it in the kitchen, And he went, so what's that? We're going to get TV dinners now from the TV. Mm. So he thought a microwave was a TV that cooked a dinner.
Oh, my God.
Because he had heard TV dinners.
Yeah.
And he was like, I wouldn't eat them TV dinners. And they're like, it's your soup you made yesterday. We're heating it up. Nah, it's a TV dinner. Because he thought the microwave was a TV.
That's mental.
It was fucking, I remember, like, it was like he thought it was voodoo. This was voodoo.
I remember our Fiona had been over to America, like, she went away to America, must have been like 89 or 90, maybe 90. I have memories enough of her coming home, so I must have been 4 or 5 anyway. So she was away visiting like one of our uncles or whatever over there, and she, when she came back, apart from like bringing like epic Turtles toys, thank you, Fiona.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, amazing toys. Apart from that, she brought back like a SodaStream thing, but then was saying to us, microwaves are everywhere over there, and we didn't have one. I remember, like, she went with my mom to get a microwave. It was big. It was like a fucking TV. Like, it was
a big oven.
It was massive. We had it for fucking years. Like, I mean, did everything. It was fucking mental. But I just
used to get the kids ready for school.
I just used to fuck, but it would
fresh fully. Accent.
It wasn't like the ones now where it actually does a really good job of not it fucking
loads
the food
of
up.
Functions.
This was just like it was just
you
like
roast a chicken in it.
Yeah, and this one was just so. It was just nuke. Like, see if you put pasta in it, just rubberized it. Like, just fucked it. Fucked it so hard. Like,
see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Right.
Did you love them?
Yes.
Did you?
Michelangelo.
But do you know what they're called over here? Hero Turtles?
I remember that. Yeah.
So, everything in America, I went Project Children, sent to America during the Troubles.
Because his dad was in the right. He gets sent over to America.
Sent me over. One day.
Project Children.
One day I'm throwing petrol bombs. Next minute I'm fucking matching tracksuits with his family in America. Cycling around the fucking Wildwood. Watch a tram car, please.
Which is what mad because fuck? That's right. I was in America.
Wildwood?
Yeah. How long were you over there for?
So I was, they sent you over 6 weeks to a family, not even vetted. Like, my brother went to like a nun, and all he had to do is clean.
Wow.
They brought him over for fucking slave labour, and he was like, and he was only 8.
Yours was decent.
Man, I was going on their holidays. The Wildwood and the Finger Lakes, they're all dead, I think.
They all ended up in pies.
I was not expecting that. It also sounds very much like you
done
them.
It. Yeah.
They brought me
a holiday to Waywoods and then the lakes. And then where are they all?
Elmira.
Oh, they're all dead.
Roboil, just the octopus thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Do you know the matter? Everything in America came out a year before it came out here.
Yeah,
movies.
That's right.
Like, they always
it used to be there was, year, yeah.
People used to go to America, and I used to remember, such and such is going to America. Do you want any Levi's?
501s.
Like, how fucking bras that sound like. Mm. They can get the Levi's over there.
So I ever, back, did you ever go to the Ninjas?
The Lee Factory.
So the Lee Factory? That's
what I Arts?
Arts?
Fucking Arts.
I felt like you were in the car for 4 hours just to get to it.
Don't
it shows you how much we didn't know.
To get like, jeans.
I remember a mate of mine used to.
I'm wearing Lee now.
Are you?
I think these were bought in the Lee Factory.
Stag jeans. I was mad because I remember a mate used to train and exercise in Derry, and I used to think it was fucking so tropical. Like, fucking Derry, because it was back in. But see when I came back from America, I was saying there's a cartoon coming out, lads. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, unbelievable. And they're all like, fucking turtles, dude, karate, catch yourself on.
Living in a sewer. Splinter.
Living in a sewer, and the rats are chilling.
Boys
fuck
on the fucking, see, since he killed them Americans, he's what they say.
Karate Kid 2, didn't believe me. And crazy. Because there's nowhere to check, you can't check.
There's no.
So I came out, and that was like the fucking longest year. Just wanted to get them back. And I says, "There you go, you wankers." And they went, "Nah, you said Ninja Turtles." They changed it to Hero Turtles over here because we thought we would go all mental if we found out they were really ninjas.
Yeah.
And they had to change the whole thing.
I remember.
But it was a year, and just people are bastards, like, especially young ones. But back then, you had no information. But
our Fiona brought me back a school bag, like a Ninja Turtles one. And then on the inside of it was like the turtles with all the bits. Oh,
but they would have been Ninja Turtles.
I know they were. It said that. Like, but it was. Oh, it was just fucking. They were great. Like great toys. Like, great.
I just
Splinter
love the
and all we fucking.
I just love the army men. The ones you set up, like the Germans and the Americans.
Oh, wow, you get like the greens and the greys.
Used to love them, but my brother used to love biting things. So he used to eat.
Bite the head off.
The guns. I just paid army man with no weapons.
Just eating guns. Like.
Oh, I just eat, bite the remote. You know, the
we
live to
call them sticks.
I've said this before. Our boys used to get my soldiers like that, and Kev would heat them up with a lighter, and Daggy would smack it with a hammer. And it would just go, just play them out, right? And I remember he did this with a couple of like prized toys of mine where Kev heats it up with a lighter, deck, he smacks it, and then hands it back to me and goes, "It's a Terminator."
But it doesn't come back. That's just here, and you're disgusted.
And mate,
break your heart. Like,
I'm not over some of those things that they did.
Could you went into the room and play with your toys for hours and nobody?
Yes,
you know,
nobody bothered me. Yeah, great.
That's the same.
But then they couple of things like that. I had a couple of things go walkies, but our boys wrecked so many of my things like that, heating them up.
Are you
that
the
was
youngest?
Their favorite thing. Yeah. Right. Or do you know what they would do sometimes? They would tie like a Curly's bag to one of them, make a parachute. But like,
fuck out the window.
But and they would go out the window and here, see if it landed in our back garden, class. Sometimes
very rarely
it, sometimes
does
it just it lands up in Strabane. You know what I mean? You just the wind takes it. Oh well, there's that fucking
there's the brats.
There's my favourite fucking muscle man away. I had these had these wee pink ones that were they were sort of like skin coloured wee men that were called muscle men, and they were all different, you know, they were like Monster in My Pocket before Monster in My Pocket was a thing.
I can't remember.
They were like these wee fucking hard different rubbery plastic. All like, and there was like ones that were like, there was like a Roman gladiator one. There was one that had like an elephant's head. All these different things. And then they fucking, they were only about that size.
I used to play with straws before we could pay for toys. Mate, fucking people thought I got creative, but I just talked to straw.
That's the real troubles there, isn't it? Straw toys.
Like, straw? Yeah. You know, drinking straw?
Yeah. Straw man, just
I remember my mad because we were nuts. Like my younger brother used to bang his head off the wall to go to sleep. Used to fucking headbutt the wall. They ended up a boxer. Like one day
he was always a boxer in a funny way, wasn't he? Taking day, punishment.
My mad loves telling the story. She's sitting watching TV. It was about 12 o'clock at night, and the older brother came down crying, and she says, "What's wrong? I can't sleep. Why?" She says, "Kieran keeps banging his head off the wall, and our Ronan's talking to his straws."
That's fucking mental. Here, have we questions, Dan? I know we put out a call on Patreon. Do I have any good ones? You weren't expecting us, Dan.
No, we've got two guests.
Here, I know, but you asked, so I don't want to have to go through. No, I mean, you asked for the questions. I don't want to have to go because I try to answer. I try to answer the questions, even like, so if we don't answer them on the pod, I'll try and answer them for people. Like by text, but I don't want to have to answer like 20.
Do you ever get questions that are just statements? They're not a question, it's just.
Well, I had one of them the other night at the live mysteries. I was like, right, guys, any questions? And then some guy just talked for 3 minutes. Yeah. Do I have any good ones, though? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Related to mysteries, Conan wants to know, would you go and watch a gladiator fight if one was put on?
Yes.
You have to repeat the question.
Sorry, would I go and watch? Would you go and watch a real Roman gladiator fight, like a real one, if it was on, like where guys are actually going to potentially die?
Do you look like Russell Crowe a wee bit?
No.
You from Gladiator?
Do you look like Russell Crowe?
You look more like Russell Grant.
You look more like fucking Russell Gummidge.
Look up.
Hello, Aunt Sally. I look like Russell Crowe today.
You ever see him now?
Aye. Oh, here, I
you definitely what? Go and see it, but there is that sort.
I wouldn't.
There's people that do that.
Like reenactment shit?
No, but there's with the whole lot of, and they're in a cage with the whole stuff on and start wheeling each other.
You know, when I was at the Dublin Comic Con last year, of course, was it? And I went down to it. I went because I think I had an Iron Man t-shirt on or something. Yeah, I went down with comic book guys, you know, the shop from here. They had a shop at it, but they were launching, they have their own comic. So they were launching an issue of their comic at it, and I was leading like a Q&A with them for it. Anyway, it was
you were selling your fucking Ninja Turtles. Weren't
it's original, hasn't even been touched. Still in the box, right? So I was.
I don't know what I done to keep them away for Kev and Declan. These boys nearly were parachuted the whole way
they're
down the Blacks Road.
They're all melted down.
So I. That's all there. So I I was down at that, and there was guys. So there was two guys I think that were there, that were like armorer type guys, and they had the armor on and they had swords. But then they were fully turning around to members of the public, and going, "Do you want to come into the ring here and just fucking wail on each other, as you say?" And they were letting people, so they're putting the armor on, and then they're just going, "Go at it for like a minute." And the people were beating the cunt out of each other. There was a whole crowd. This was outside, you know, that big building in Dublin where the building sort of sits like that, and then there's a big tower goes through it. Yeah, like that. So
at the bridge?
architecture, right? So I'm like,
human nature, just
enough. The Dublin Conference Centre, whatever the fuck it's called, right? So, mate, out the front of that, there was about, there was about 100 people standing around that, just watching two complete strangers beating the absolute
Christ. Human nature, isn't it?
Just fucking wild.
Like, even, like, that boxing's happening again because people just want to see it.
When is that, actually, by the way? June, we should talk about
June
that.
June the 26th.
So June the 26th in
I don't know the venue.
I was told the waterfront. It could be the Ulster Hall, apparently. So.
Ulster Hall, according to Dan.
Yeah.
Dan's the man that knows things like that.
Well, I got a text from Shane and Stephanie the 26th. It's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Why did they go for a Wednesday?
Just the hospitals aren't as busy this time. So it's gonna be a bit of murder.
Wednesday night, that's gonna be mental.
I heard it was for.
That's what we're here.
So, are we allowed to say who people are fighting?
I'm fighting Big Geddes.
Apparently Colin. We are allowed. So, what? Yeah, you're Colin. Fighting Colin. Who are you fighting, Paddy?
Some dick called Mickey Bartlett.
Mickey
Bartlett. Wow. We've never heard that.
Disgusting.
That's like boiled egg.
I brought back first year for him.
That's like boiled egg in school.
Climb on the turtles again.
And that's fucking
with his melted muscle mouth.
See, what I was trying, I was thinking of doing a video, because how do you beat Geddes in videos? Because he's the master.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, do something silly. And I know tons of travellers. So I was thinking, down the traveller site. But don't go on like a traveller, but do stupid jokes and get them to go.
I was going to say, do the voice, like, but do you have the voice? So...
Or I was going to get Big Fenton and Eamon.
And the look.
You know Fenton Harvey? He's about 7'9". And Eamon's that size. So I was thinking of doing a video with Eamon Vest.
Here, I'll tell you what. There's a fight.
Fenton and Eamon.
Yeah.
That'd be class.
See what happens.
Eamon would not as content. Eamon would not as content.
I'm going to just picture the video. No, you can't see Fenton's head. No, just me and Eamon. Yeah. And doing the moves and all. But I am. I haven't started training. Knackered, yet. How long are you boys training? Because you've lost weight. I think.
I just lost weight in that training.
Shane and Colin's definitely training because he's putting
Mickey's
his videos up.
Been training from November.
I would genuinely hate, and I hope it never happens, I would hate to take a dig off you or Colin. I would hate that.
Took a dig off.
Hated that too.
That was, even when you were doing that, I was going, what's he that?
You know, it was great. We had Frampton on there, Carl Frampton, like in a recent episode, and I was telling him about that, and he was like, I would throw can't punch. And I'm like, shots fired, but also you're sort of firing up slightly at me by saying I'm an even bigger bitch than we already know.
I got more annoyed at that you said. You looked at him and just dismissed me.
Hold on a wee second. I wouldn't want to take a dig off you either, but I would hate to take a dig off him or Colin.
I've took one of them.
I would hate it. No, but see, there was a moment during that last year, I think I might have said about this, there was a moment when, so it was when Roe had already come out and then we're waiting on you to come on. He was sort of bouncing around the ring, and I always remember this because it's in there, right? Where it's in the wank bag, right? I was having such a great time, right? So, and I'm essentially done at that point. Like, it's the last fight. I'm not commenting on it. So I'm just getting to fucking enjoy myself for the last couple of fights, right? I'm having a fucking great time. And he comes into the ring, and he sort of goes around it a couple of times. And he goes over to one of the wee pillars in the corner.
And hits it.
And he just threw like a wee triplet of punches into it. And it went like... And I just went...
Do you know I remember standing there?
I remember literally just going... Oh, Polly! Polly!
I looked at you when you were doing it. I was like...
I know, right? I just saw it went... That's a nightmare. I would hate that. And then do you know what as well? See, whenever... Like, I made that wee video with Tommy and Tyrone when Tyrone had a fight come up and we went and made like a wee comedy video for it, promo. And there was a bit where, so they wanted me to sort of be standing in the ring with him and it's all a bit fuckabouty. And then there was a bit where I'm holding pads and Tyrone's hitting them, but he's not really.
Aye.
I was still going, fuck me, right? But he's like, oh, and then Tommy goes, here, I'll hold it now and just fucking just let loose and made CJ on that bit. And then there was a bit where they were sparring for the video just, but it was like they were trying to do it as close to the real thing as they could. And but the only thing that was choreographed was like, Tommy's like, I'm going to throw a few at you from here, then I'll sort of charge in and Tyrone's like, and then I'll move out and get you in the corner, right? It was only a bit, because they were fully just throwing digs at each other. Mate, I was just standing there at the side of it, just going, this is fucking
you would never
mental.
Do it.
I did not hit it.
Like, there's other comedians I thought maybe would, like, Big Dave. No chance?
I just wouldn't. I strongly feel that I wouldn't want to hit anybody. in case anything happened to them. And that's not like a... I don't want to take the...
I'll take it. I'll take a dig.
I was just saying, that's a strong feeling, but I also wouldn't want to get smacked in case something happens.
See when you
happened.
Punch, you go pew.
See when me and him... See when,
turtles! Right, you know what I mean?
See when me and him went in.
Heidoken!
Me and him went into the ring, like, and we were sort of talking before, and we were like, well, not...
You know, wreck each other.
We're fucking mates.
We're going to run, Cal.
We're getting in the ring. And then I don't know if he hit me first, but he says I hit him first.
Yeah.
But I hit him. Well, he says I hit him, so I hit him, and it was a wee bit too hard. And he fucking hit me, and I went, you fucking cunt. So, like, literally in the first round, we did fucking punch each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ref went to stop the fight.
Yeah, we I remember.
Going, don't stop it. But the ref was probably going, hold on, lads, here. You know.
It was mental.
We
didn't go on for the kill, but.
We didn't. Like, it. But we did let a few go.
Aye.
And then I remember you going, we were against the ropes, and he said to me, I can't breathe. And I went, it's okay. And I was...
I says, SSE, not I can't breathe.
And I was... literally just doing... Like, I wasn't... And my dad's at the side, slapping the mat, going, hit him! And I was like, I'm getting points. And he... But he couldn't breathe. And then the last round, like, I... couldn't physically breathe. Like, I remember fucking stopping.
We stopped it early a wee bit too because of the two. We were like, sure, I was here. I got booed. They all loved him. Boo,
but it was great though because you were like Wolf and Gladiators.
Bartlett said to me, yeah. Mickey, he was from, that's not boo, that's who.
He's a cunt.
He's a wee dick.
I'll get him.
I'm wearing my own stuff this time.
I enjoyed Mickey's fight, to be fair. Shane was like,
Mickey's fight, can I just say, McCartney came the week before the fight till training and couldn't hold his hands up.
Mental.
I'll tell you what,
and Mickey looked amazing.
We'll not be able to fight, we'll be laughing that much in the middle of the ring, and also McCartney's going happy days. And
was like, fucking
yeah, what do you call him, Shane as well, was fucking unreal. Shane was actually legit fight, very good at it.
Shane and Sean
in it this time.
He stepped up a wee bit this time.
But I think Shane's like at Wavering, 100%.
Aye.
You've seen him in training too.
But listen, I didn't get picked in my fight. Did you get picked in your fight?
No, I got told to him fighting. Same as one, when you fight, yeah, it's 100%.
No, but like I called this fight. As soon as it was done.
Because nobody would fight me because I used to fight.
No, but it was not that I would have got in and fought you again. But it was the fact that everybody was like, Mickey, 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 Mickey. So I was like, if I fight who everybody thinks is the best boxer, I'm not a loser here. Mm. It doesn't matter.
Well, they all had Mickey had skills.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So
you're going to have to train for this one.
But I'm just saying, I'm getting the underdog anyway, so it's not a big, do you know what I mean? But he's more my height.
I'm training to sing something at it, so he's a big glad to know. Yeah, it's all about me.
Would you
me,
never
me,
do
me.
It?
I don't think so.
Keezy's on about it all the time, but
I would hate that as well, to be fair. No, I think I wouldn't do it because this is true.
What about that cop that pulled over Clue? fucking get the fight out of the man, I tell you. You fall down.
I fight you one hand behind my back.
I have this feeling about it. I have this feeling about it where I go.
What about the deer with the
gimpy? It's Kieran Barlow versus Youthful Buck.
Marmaduke.
Yeah. Fucking made my bum again.
As long as we can get his antlers off. Do you know what I mean? Sam and Dad. Well, here, have you done anything apart from the boxing? What have you done comedy wise? Because we're going to wrap up.
Do you know what? We're doing the 30th of May, the My Life Pod.
We are.
You're doing
That's in. Is that in the posh?
Fir trees, sorry. So it'll be a great night. I'm looking forward to doing the Millennium Forum at the end of the month.
100%.
Because I did it by him, that was some show.
Aye.
Before Christmas.
It's going to be good.
What a room.
Yeah, it's going to be class. And then, what have you got? You're
SSE's out the 4th of October. When's this out?
Yes. A few weeks.
Who's opening for you?
A few weeks. What?
Isn't it?
26th
of March.
26th of March. So, yeah, the SSE, 4th of October. And I'm also, it'll be out on sale now, the O2 Academy in Glasgow. So
fuck, you're going to Australia soon, too, aren't you?
I'm going to Australia, but I'll be in Australia when this is out. So, amazing. Good time, mate.
I thought you were meant to be in the bar room until I got a poster sent to me saying...
Do you know what? That fucked everybody because I wasn't meant to be away over Easter.
I think Australia but too was one of them.
And then they came back and went, no, we'll need them here at this date. Because there is a period that I'm doing fuck all.
Of course, Chad and your brother, when we were doing Bruno's podcast, I said, fucking Australia calls, we too. You're not Boiler Room, Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes you the same amount of time to get the boat.
Free sand.
Through Sierra Leone. Yeah.
That's a brilliant bit.
Sand belts.
Population 11. Now, we'll see you. Thanks for coming in, lads. It's been great.
Back,
and we will, we'll see you in the next one. Take
Slant.
It
you.
Oh, no.